Thomas C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological summary report on patient Edward R. Meline, M-E-L-I-N-E. His address is 2191 Ramsey Way, Chico, California, 95926. Phone 530-343-2400. ID is XXX99910. Date of birth is 8/28/1948. 75-year-old retired man. Insurance is Medicare. / CVS Health Plan F. His pharmacy is Cigna Medicare Prescriptions. Pretty good.
Are you done?
Got two left.
Okay. We'll just wait for
I don't know what pharmacy Mr. Moline.
Oh, he uses Raley's on East Avenue.
Pharmacy is Raley's East Avenue. It is addressed to Dr. Mark Weber, W-E-B-E-R-M-D. Mission Ranch Primary Care, 114 Mission Ranch Boulevard, Suite 10, Chico, California, 95926-5137, 530-894-0600, 530-345-2532, parenthesis fax, and parenthesis. The clinical indication neurological evaluation and treatment for intractable hiccups. New paragraph, comorbid medical problems, type 1 diabetes with polyneuropathy, retinopathy, coronary artery disease, history of small CVA, history of dyslipidemia, Dear Dr. Weber, thank you for referring Mr. Edward Moline, M-E-L-I-N-E, for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. He has been seen on a number of occasions with trials of medication to try and control his hiccups. New paragraph. I reviewed your kindly provided notes indicating previous treatment with a number of medications, none of which were beneficial. New paragraph. While his neurological evaluation was not contributory to his hiccups, there was a history of diagnosed spinal stenosis for which he underwent a cervical laminectomy. And for which he was found to have extensive cervical degenerative disease with radicular pain resolving post-surgical. New paragraph. Current medications include duloxetine, levothyroxine, Novolog, Lipitor, Plavix, and lisinopril. New paragraph. He has been evaluated by Dr. Juan Alonso for cardiovascular disease and is under the care of Dr. Ken Logan for his type 1 diabetes, in which he has an automated insulin pump. Under his medication list, it should include levothyroxine, duloxetine, clopidogrel, atorvastatin, lisinopril, ezetimibe, metoprolol, omeprazole, and his Novolog insulin. Paragraph, past medical history, diabetes, heart disease, hypercholesterolemia, history of small stroke, thyroid problems. New paragraph, allergies and adverse reactions, fentanyl, narcotics, systematic review of symptoms. General, he reports depression, forgetfulness, loss of sleep, and nervousness. EENT, he wears eyeglasses, has sinus problems. Pulmonary, no symptoms reported. Cardiovascular, he has heart disease and hypertension. Endocrine, he has become colder than before and complains of thyroid disease. Gastrointestinal, he denied symptoms. Genitourinary, he reports frequency and nocturia. Hematological, he has a history of anemia. He is slow to heal after cuts. He has difficulty with excessive bleeding and has abnormal bruising. New paragraph. Locomotor musculoskeletal, he has difficulty with ambulation. He reports ambulatory claudication. He denies varicose veins. He reports neuromuscular weakness. Male function, he reports erectile difficulty, difficulty with ejaculation. He stands 5 feet 7 inches, weighs 165 pounds. He is up tonight to void once. His force of stream is reduced. His last rectal and prostate exam were years ago. Sexual function, he is not sexually active. He denied exposures to infectious disease risk factors. Dermatological, he reports abnormal pigmentation. Mental health, he reports feeling depressed. Neuropsychiatric, he has not been referred or treated by a psychiatrist. He has no history of convulsions, that is, reported convulsions, fainting spells, or paralysis. Neck, he reports stiffness and thyroid trouble. Personal safety, he does not live alone. He denies having frequent falls. He does report some impairment in vision and hearing. He has completed an advance directive. He denied exposure to verbally threatening behaviors, physical or sexual abuse, period. Personal and Family Health History, that's a new heading. He was born on August 28, 1948. He's 75 years old and right-handed. New paragraph. His father was deceased at age 90 from stroke complications. Mother, 95 years old, in, quote, okay, unquote, health. He has three siblings, all brothers, one with type 1 diabetes. His wife is age 70 in good health. He has four children, two daughters and two sons, ages 36 to 39, all in good health. New paragraph, family health history. Mother has arthritis, brother has diabetes. No reported family history of asthma, hay fever, bleeding tendency, cancer, chemical dependency, convulsions, heart disease or stroke, hypertension, tuberculosis, mental illness, or other serious disease. New paragraph, education. He has completed college, social history and health habits. He is married. He rarely takes alcohol, a few times a year. He does not smoke. He does not use recreational substances. He lives with his wife. There are no dependents at home. New paragraph, occupational concerns. None are reported. He is retired. New paragraph, serious illnesses and injuries. He has a previous history of fracture. He has had some serious illnesses. Four-way cardiovascular bypass surgery was completed in 2001 with good outcome. He suffered chemical gas burns in 2013 with good outcome. He suffered a minor stroke for which he is still recuperating in 2017. He suffered a broken right femur in 2023. New paragraph, operations and hospitalizations. He reports that he has received a blood transfusion in June of 2023. God. New paragraph, neuromusculoskeletal review of symptoms.